This is Alex Fiallo interviewing Bill Jacobson at his home and studio in Brooklyn, New York, for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art, Visual Arts and the AIDS Epidemic Oral History Project on March 25th, 2017. So Bill, thank you for being involved in the project. If we can start at the beginning, where and when were you born, and tell me a little bit about your childhood.
Born August 20th, 1955 in Norwich, Connecticut. It's hard to say just a little bit about one's childhood because it's often a very expansive time in one's life. But I grew up pretty much in a small town, and I think having a lot of woods nearby gave me time to roam and, you know, time to kind of develop an internal life without a lot of external stimuli, which often probably people who grew up in cities tend to have more of.
How about your family, your mother and your father?
My dad was the big Jewish lawyer in a small town. We were well known in the town. He was also a bit of a tyrant, which I think also gave me impetus to escape into the woods a bit more. So had an older brother who turned out to be gay as well. Now deceased, and my younger brother is still alive and well and living in Florida. Both parents are deceased.
How about growing up in Connecticut, did you come into the city much at all?
My folks like New York. We were about 2.5 hours away in Norwich, and so we'd come in a couple times a year, so I got exposed to the city at a young age and started coming in by myself in high school, mostly to take pictures and wander around.
Were you connected to Connecticut and your community there, or was there a sense of community, or were you alienated? Growing up there?
I don't know. It's hard to describe. It was, you know, like I said, it was a small town. I ran the school newspaper. It was a big high school, 3,200 kids, and I was features editor. I started off taking pictures. Actually, really what got me focused was when I went to France on a summer abroad trip and lived with a French family for a month. And I think it was probably 1969, so I was 14, probably after my second year of high school, probably. And came back and said to my dad, who himself was a good amateur photographer, but said to him that I wanted to start taking pictures, and he gave me a good Nikon camera, and we put a dark room in the basement, and I think that began a process of self-discovery that in some way, shape, or form is, you know, continued through today.
How did you have a sense that you wanted to be a photographer then?
You know, on that trip, I had a little Instamatic camera, but I think there's something about being in a different culture, and about being somewhere outside of New England and outside of what I knew. I think just being exposed to something, language and smells and culture, and it was so markedly different that it sort of woke my eyes up and woke my senses up pretty much across the board. And I think probably through my dad, it was in my genes somewhere, this idea of using photography as a way of telling a story. He was pretty buttoned down, but, you know, he was pretty expressive with his photographs, and maybe that somehow entered into my way of thinking as well. So the act of being in a different country just made me want to explore the world with a camera.
What city were you in?
Arcachon was in the south on the Atlantic.
And how did you get involved in that program?
It was through Mount Hermon School, which was up in, I guess it was Northfield Mount Hermon at that point. And they had a summer abroad program. So, you know, I was going to public school in Connecticut, and it just seemed like a, you know, fun and pretty interesting way to spend a summer. I had studied French somewhat in high school, so I think it was a way of getting further into the language and the culture.
Let's step back a little bit. Do you have any memories in your earlier years, elementary, middle school, that felt sort of formative in any way? Either artistically or perhaps sexuality related or perhaps family related?
Hard to say. I mean, probably all of it was formative on some level, for good or for worse. It's a bit of an odd story.